Everyone, it's Jeff. I have a special announcement for you today. As of May 31st, SkyTerra Wellness Retreat is back in action. We want to thank you for all of your support during this difficult time. We have a special episode in store for you today. We hope you enjoy. Welcome to the Inspired Intentions podcast with SkyTerra Wellness. If you've been too busy and not taking care of yourself, it's time to reset habits and plunge into your new normal. I'm your host, Jeff Ford, and I'm joined today with my co-host, Rachel Colasino.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Rachel.
You know, we are several episodes into this podcast, and when we started Inspired Intentions, we were pretty clear about the fact that this was not going to be a commercial for SkyTerra.
Mm-hmm.
That the podcast was a way to get to more people, to change more lives. But
I think it's value.
Yeah. I think it's important to just take a step back because why and how SkyTerra started is a really powerful story.
It is.
And I'm
grateful to have been a part of it.
Yeah, you were there from the beginning.
Yes. And where we are today, it's wild where we came from.
Yeah. And in a relatively short amount of time.
Very short time when we really kind of think about it.
Yeah. So the purpose for today, I think, is to just tell that story, hopefully, and to let people know a little bit more about us, where we have come from, where we're going. Mm-hmm. And again, just hoping to inspire more people along the way.
Yeah. And kind of like why we do what we do.
Yeah.
Because that is really what has driven our team to kind of show up every single day and provide our guests with passion. And I think it's so important for people to understand that this is a very authentic relationship.
Yeah.
And we really want to see people change their lives.
Yeah. And it came from that place of authenticity.
Yeah. And do you know actually how I figured out about SkyTerra?
I actually don't.
Well, you know how like everybody figures out about things? Do you know?
Yeah. Well, probably social media.
Yeah. I was on Facebook. And there was this original logo that isn't the logo that it is today.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like just scouring. And I think I was honestly like kind of unhappy in the position I was in.
Mm.
So I had been in the industry for a while. I had worked in a retreat setting like this prior. And then I was out of the industry kind of doing my own business, my own thing. And it was great. You know, it was definitely paying the bills. It wasn't a financial question, but it was more like of a purpose thing. And I was just looking through those feeds and I came across this logo and it said SkyTerra. And I remember it being like this sort of heron and very different colors than what we have today.
Yeah.
And I reached out to one of our guests who's on the podcast today.
Yeah.
And she was super hush-hush about it.
It was a secret.
So it was interesting. So you know how there's this message system on Facebook?
Yeah.
I tend to rarely check it.
Yep.
I forget there's messages there. So I reached out. I'm like, man, this looks cool. I know something's happening. Like, I'm like, I know it's happening. And in my brain, I don't think our guests have ever heard this story. I was like, I'm going to be a part of this.
Oh, I just knew.
I knew. And so
there are those things that happen in our lives.
100%. Yeah. And I think that's what's so cool about what we're sharing today is like everything happens for a reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that is why the collective nature of how strong SkyTerra's culture is today and the impact that it makes with folks who show up at our facility is a result of our why and our history.
Yeah.
And so anyways, I reached out to this guest and she's like, hey, call me. And like, it was like in a week or a couple weeks and like, I hadn't heard, I'm like freaking out. I'm like, I need to be part of this. And so anyways, I talked to this guest and then we started to stumble into this and I had gotten an offer to join the team. And we started having these rogue meetings. And apparently these people had been having these like rogue meetings for a long time. And
like clandestine meetings.
Yeah. And we were still working our regular jobs, but it was, you know, definitely going to be that next thing. It wasn't at its full time period where we were ready, like, okay, we found the site. Mm. It's time to go. It's time to start really, you know, moving up there and getting this thing going. So we'd meet in this Hilton. And so this is a free commercial for Hilton hotels if you are traveling.
Yeah. I mean, we could put the link in the show notes, but it's not.
It's pretty global, right? If you're in the Brevard, Asheville area, though, you can just come stay with us.
Exactly.
That's SkyTerra. And so we'd have these death-long meetings, I'm not going to lie, but they were the type of meetings that you actually really enjoyed because there was a lot of brainstorming. I mean, we'd talk about pens, we'd talk about all sorts of things where it was so cool to be part of like the development phase because I've never been part of a startup and to just be able to kind of put my taste and my ideas around what we were creating was really, really special. And I don't take that for granted for we're sitting here, you know, 3.5, 4 years later now, And to see what we've done is like remarkable.
Yeah.
And what I could tell from the very beginning, I know we've got to introduce these guests.
Yeah.
They're super cool. From the very beginning, what I could see in like our leadership of these two people in particular is just their desire to help people.
Yeah.
And the clear vision and almost the confidence. I think you're going to see that in one of our guests today. She doesn't even know it, but I think I saw the confidence that this thing was going to work.
From day one.
And it is working.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. And I think it's powerful too, Jeff, that you've been around since day one, because you have such a connection not only to the past, but also a clear vision for the future.
Mm-hmm.
But let's go ahead and introduce our guests. This is actually the first time we've had two guests on the podcast.
I think they're super excited to be here too.
I think so too.
Yeah.
So let's start with Sue. This is Sue Crowell. She's our founder and owner of Skyterra. Hi, Sue.
Hi, Rachel.
Welcome.
Thank you.
And then we have Teresa Osler, who is the general manager of Skyterra. Welcome, Teresa.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Yeah. So let's really get into it. How did we do introducing just the starts of Skyterra? You agree with what we said?
Yes. I think it's fun to hear Jeff's story. And I didn't know about that. That is a lot of fun. And I remember those meetings. They were long. I would fly in from Salt Lake City.
Oh, my goodness.
And I always took the red eye because I would finish work in the hospital. I would have my suitcase in my office. I would get on the train and ride down to the Salt Lake City International Airport and jump on a flight and be here by 9:30 in the morning.
Wow. Teresa, how long did you do that for?
I did it for all of our pre-opening meetings, and then I did it for another year until I moved here in 2017.
And that's commitment, for sure.
Huge commitment.
Yeah.
It was wild how she was pulling that off with her regular job and still like building this company.
Yeah, yeah. And Sue and Teresa are sisters. I don't think we've mentioned that yet.
We have not.
No.
They're related.
Yeah. So, Sue, when you think about how Skyterra started, was it your idea? Where did that come from?
Well, I used to be the senior vice president of a large outdoor behavioral healthcare company, and I would find every year that I was gaining more and more weight. So I found a retreat that I really loved. It was near the ocean, which I love the ocean, and I do love blue herons. And I would go there on a quarterly basis. And, you know, my love for the outdoors and the wilderness is there's nothing more powerful to me than the wilderness. And I knew that if we combined the two cultures together, we could build something incredibly powerful.
Was your job before that stressful, being that senior vice president in the wilderness company?
It was so stressful.
Yeah.
Especially around 911.
Mm.
Oh, well, I can imagine.
Yeah. Yeah. And so sounds like you were taking some time for yourself, for some self-care. And started to think about what you knew from wilderness and how powerful that was and finding a way to combine it in a retreat setting?
I did, yes.
Yeah.
And I contacted Teresa and said, you have to come with me. And she did.
And I did. And Sue said, this is what we're going to do when we retire.
Our third chapter.
Ooh, I like that.
Teresa, you didn't come kicking and screaming, did you?
I wouldn't say kicking and screaming. It's hard for me to take a week of time off, but I heard that passion in Sue's voice.
Yeah.
And Sue and I have always been workout buddies, diet buddies. We've always been looking for that new diet that's going to work. We ran together. We walk together whenever we are together. So,
did you do the Jane Fonda videos together? Is that what I heard?
We did Jane Fonda videos.
We did Kathy Smith.
Oh my gosh, that's how it started.
We did, and it was always that new thing, and we would share it with each other.
Our founders do not shy away from physical activity.
It's our favorite.
I love doing workouts with you guys.
Yeah, so we should say, I know we've mentioned this before, we do little mini workouts before each podcast just to clear our brains.
Mm-hmm.
And Sue and Teresa just worked out with us, and Teresa pushed a sled in her beautiful skirt and beautiful blouse.
It was impressive.
It was impressive.
These are, like, sometimes we have to drag our guests into the workout room.
Yeah.
Like, there's this guy, he's our director of sales in IT, where he's a tough one to get in there.
Yeah, he doesn't enjoy with us.
Our founders are all about it, though.
Yeah, they did great. They did great. But Teresa, something you said I had a question about. You mentioned hearing the passion in Sue's voice. Is that something, you know, obviously knowing her for your entire life, is that something that you hear frequently? Or did you know when she talked about it that it was going to be really important for her?
Sue is a visionary, and she always has been. She comes up with the greatest ideas, and even though I'm the older sister, I often am following Sue. She is a great leader. Mm-hmm. I love her ideas. I love her passion. And we love together being outdoors. We love birds. We love everything movement. It's just our favorite thing.
So when you started to, Sue, when you started to, you know, you called up T, you went to this experience together, you had this plan, you had this vision. I understand the first thing you did was just start to recreate retreats in your home.
I did, yes. I invited like-minded women together, most of our friends, some of our family, Teresa, obviously, and we would run mini retreats starting on Friday through Sunday. And, you know, I have started several programs in my life, several, like 20.
Being, oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's
that is
digits.
A visionary.
That's a lot.
And I knew I had to find a program champion because visionaries usually aren't necessarily really good at the details.
Hmm. Like the execution of it almost?
Correct.
Gotcha.
In fact, they get stuck in it, paralyzed. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So to surround yourself by experts was what I had to do. So we started recruiting, and that's where we found Jeff.
I know these two from my past time. They knew me in my intern days in the industry.
Wow. Yes. Just a baby. Baby
Jeff.
I was
like 21. I had like 12-year-old boy hair. It wasn't as Jimmy Neutron and awesome as it is now. But we're working on it.
Teeny.
Jeff doesn't remember this, but I have a little story.
Oh,
ooh,
no.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. Well, we don't shame Jeff on the podcast.
That's Jeff's rule.
Yeah, that's my rule.
But
go ahead. I'll be okay.
Well, Sue and I went to a class, and this young intern walks in.
Oh, no.
And Sue and I look at each other, and Sue says, we'll stay. And then he starts, and you know Jeff. I mean, he's vibrant and enigmatic, and he just, and what I loved the very most, because I sometimes think I can be an expert. And what I loved is he said, I don't care how fast you do that or how much you're lifting. I mm-hmm. care about your form. And he said, I'd rather you, and then he gets me into the right form. And I literally felt the difference. And it, you know, it's just like, and I, you know, I always call squats Jeff squats.
Mm-hmm.
Because just that quarter inch change in the way I was lifting the weights and that quarter inch change when we squat makes the biggest difference.
Mm-hmm.
And
it does.
So I became a Jeff fan from that day forward.
That's why Teresa's such a Jeff fan.
Yeah.
I knew it stemmed from something like that. That's great.
She's in the Jeff
Teresa.
Fan club. And I think that's really important too. You know, we'll get into the development of SkyTerra, but I know that, of course, movement is important, but proper movement, proper form, proper technique is extra important for all of us. But Sue, let's take us back to your house. So you're bringing people to your home. You're doing these retreats in your home. You're bringing in people that you know, friends and family. And what are people doing for the couple of days that they're there?
Well, we designed the retreat, basically. And we at the time, this was 10 years ago.
Oh.
So at the time, we were over-exercising and restricting our diet. And as we know, for doing that for 25 years, that does not work.
Yeah.
So it was important that we begin the process of recruiting the appropriate people that could help us shift our diet mentality.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we did.
Hmm. And did you find that the people who were there, you know, your friends and family, again, were they kind of mind blown by the different approach that you wanted to take?
Yeah, it had evolved in such a time because we did these on a quarterly basis. So, and it was funny because just about every quarter we had a different book or we have a, you know, had a different diet or different approach because we all kind of took went our separate ways and did our homework and then brought it back to the collective group. And then some people would, you know, peel off and we'd add new people. And that's kind of how we did this.
I'm hearing lots of R&D. before Sky Terror ever happened.
Yeah, but they were experiencing it. They were trying it
trying
out, seeing
out,
what
seeing
was
what might work.
Yeah, yeah. And I like that idea of homework assignments, of making everybody responsible for, you know, what are the new things that we're going to try.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something I've always heard Sue say since the very beginning is evidence-based. Hmm. You know, really staying up with what we do and ensuring that we aren't kind of just accepting the status quo when it comes to health and wellness. Yeah. And that is what SkyTerror is about, is we don't know all the answers. We know a place to start every single person who walks through our doors. We're the guide to wherever you want to go, because everybody's always going to be a little bit different with this stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And just to kind of give people just a hint of how deep these roots run, Ann Johnston, who's our director of guest services, who has been on this podcast before, she's the Leslie Knope of SkyTerror.
She's amazing.
She really is. She actually used to cook the meals for the retreats when they were done in your home.
She did.
Yeah.
She did. It was really fun.
Yeah. And I think that's powerful too. I mean, just how long Jeff has been involved, and of course his wife Lindsay, and it shows, you know, when you find the right people, you know, that's what helps you to move forward too. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about moving forward. So you get to a point, Sue, it must be where you're not able to do the retreats in your home anymore. So what was the next step?
Well, we had recruited this incredible group of folks, and we needed to find the right property. So we decided to bring us all together yet again. And I wanted a large enough house that we all could stay in one setting. Mm-hmm. And somehow we stumbled upon Catatoga, the current property that we operate from. Mm-hmm. And we rented it for the weekend and did our retreat. And we looked around at the end of the weekend and we said, "What? Nobody's here. Hmm. Who owns this?" And we started to do our research, and then we started to negotiate a lease. And we opened in June of 2016.
June 2016.
Yeah. June 12th.
June 12th. And Catatoga is located in Lake Toxaway, which is just outside of Brevard.
That's correct.
And we are building a new facility within the confines of Brevard.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, so we'll certainly talk about that too. So you have kind of identified Catatoga as a possible location, Sue. So you reached out, you found out that there was some availability. What next?
We hired our team, mm-hmm. and we decided to, well, we were going to build an activities building. Hmm. And it just kept dragging out.
That was the hope, to stay where we originally had been. It just, you know, we needed to move on.
We did. Mm-hmm. We did. And so we decided start small, very small. Mm-hmm. And we decided, since this activities building was not happening at any rapid pace and we had all these professionals, we would open changing a lodge into our activities building.
That was wild. When once we figured out that was the decision, I was like, all right, let's do this.
Let's do it.
Yeah, and it's worked out really well for us.
And you started with one building?
One building. Yeah, actually, Lindsay, my wife, was assisting on the sous chef end for a little bit.
Wow.
In the very beginning. So you would do everything in this one building. You would basically be downstairs for a workout. You'd come upstairs and dinner would be on the table. It was actually really cool. I mean, we have many guests who still come to see us and know those days. Mm. And I mean, it's been fun to see where, like, now we're sitting in a podcast room.
Yeah.
Do you ever think you'd have a podcast room, Sue?
No. The crazy thing about Laurelwood.
Laurelwood is that one original building.
That's the one original building. We startups are small, like super small. We would have two or three guests a week.
And we'd throw a party.
And it was perfect. It was perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we'd get to five, and then we'd get to six. And then when we started getting into the double digits, our culinary building finished. One of the things that we found out in the mountains is construction is very difficult.
Hmm.
Not only because construction is very difficult in and of itself, but the weather. And so the weather delays are remarkable.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So you moved, you have now a second building, the culinary center.
We do.
And that gives you room to expand the kitchen, the dining space, the lecture space.
We got to start to do more culinary demos and things like that. And it's been such a beautiful space with that communal table.
Yeah, let's talk about that communal table, because I know that was a purposeful decision to bring everybody into one space. Teresa, do you want to let us know why that was so important?
Well, Well, I think it was purposeful and yet maybe not, because one of the things that I think we do very well is we listen to our guests. Mm-hmm. And as the guests would see the culinary center being finished, they would say, well, what are you going to do for a table? And we'd say, well, that's a really good question. And I think originally we were thinking of maybe round tables. Mm-hmm. And what we really heard from our guests is that community feel at the table was so important. Mm-hmm. And so we said, well, we'll move that table right into the culinary center. And then just as Sue said, once we started getting in those double digits, we needed a second table. And so we put two tables in. Mm-hmm. And people, all of our guests still talk about that community table.
Yeah. I remember for 1 week, we had this, it's been the communal table no matter what. 1 week, I remember we changed it and we knew we had to go right back based off what we had heard from guests and just the switches we wanted to make, is it wasn't the same. And it's important to have that feel of like safety and that feel of everybody's in this together. And I think that's what's so cool about the table, is that even if you think this may be a little bit much, you're meeting new people, you'll find very quickly that everybody is struggling with something. And that's what's so cool about this vision that Sue and Teresa have created, is they've created a place where people who are struggling in any way can come collectively together, get the tools and mindset they need to live healthy.
Yeah. And we have so many guests too who come to SkyTerra who are traveling alone. Mm-hmm. And you know, when you're traveling alone, it can be difficult. Like, where am I going to sit at meals? And to know that you don't have to worry about that at all. Everybody is sitting together no matter what. And it's just a way to, like you said, Jeff, get support from other people who are in it together.
When we first opened, I thought we were opening a weight loss center. And really, we've opened a community of healing. And that's all shapes and sizes.
Yeah.
That's really powerful. Community of healing.
That's a great point with like the shift in vision, is that I think like it's changed so much since like the original vision. But at the end of it, or at the beginning of it, I think it was always, no matter what, we want to help people. And I always saw that clear, like in our leadership's eyes.
Where did the name come from, Sue?
I could speak up to that.
Sure. That would be great.
So we were at the Living Well Center, and we decided we needed to come up with our name. And so there were nine of us. Mm-hmm. And we sat in this room and we had one of those old-fashioned paper charts.
Like a flip chart?
I like those. They're
like
underrated. I actually, you know what? I think in our executive producer's office at home, he has one of these and he uses it regularly.
He writes stuff about you.
Yeah, probably.
We kept throwing out names and we spent the whole day doing this. And We talked about, we wanted to really get back to the basics. We really felt like that, you know, we knew that breath work was important. We knew that centering ourselves and grounding ourselves. We loved the big tall trees that grow here and the strength that happens with those and the roots that you can see on all of the paths and how important those things were. And as you know, in North Carolina, walking along, and you know, we're doing the program while we're doing this. We have yoga classes, we have hikes, we are always moving, and we're often in Warrior One pose, or we are looking up at that beautiful blue Carolina sky, and we're seeing all of these trees, and we could not help but really keep going back to, how do we put sky and earth together? Mm. How do we get that together? And we started thinking of, well, what about Terra? Terra is earth.
Terrain.
And yes. And
I get it.
Nice, Jeff.
And sky. And then guess what happened? Sky Terra.
Love it. That's
if
beautiful.
If we've done nothing right, we have definitely given this place a great name.
It's a great name. Yeah. It really is.
Yeah.
So Sue, you had mentioned that community of healing that got created, and you know, we think about SkyTerra, there are five pillars, and we've mentioned most of them so far, and they are culinary and nutrition. So thinking about not only eating delicious, nutrient-dense food, but learning how to prepare it. Mm-hmm. We talk about fitness, of course, moving your body. We talk about yoga, the importance of self-care. And that comes into to our fourth pillar, which would be stress management. And then we talk about recreation and adventure. So with those being the five pillars of SkyTerra, I think it's really important to note that that was how SkyTerra opened. Mm-hmm. That was important to us from the beginning. And to Sue's point, that community of healing. How those five pillars, is that something that took a long time to establish? Or is that something that you knew, you know, once you move past, this is going to be more than a diet center? Is that something that was kind of easy? Like, this is what has to be included?
Yes and no. So it's a bit of a combination. We knew that we wanted to do weight loss, but the experts that we brought together, we had a little bit of friction between us because Teresa and I were all about weight loss, and our experts were not.
Would that be Jeff?
It would be Jeff.
Yeah, to a degree.
And it took a while for our trust to build to realize that when you get these five pillars in order, weight loss will follow.
Mm.
And it does.
That's
important. It does in our lives, and it does in our guests' lives.
We trained her to say that. Over time.
4 years.
But yeah, it's just a really good point. It's a theme with this podcast is, you know, weight loss is an outcome. Mm. And if we focus on these five pillars and we really start to kind of make compound interest with them, then we're going to get to the person we want to be.
When you guys first opened, Sue and Teresa, did you go through the program yourselves?
We did.
That was my favorite week. One of my favorites. Oh, our founders love to participate in our specialty weeks a lot of the time.
Yeah.
So I've had them in a fitness week and they are amazing. Like, they are some of your best teammates in fitness weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So sorry, got us off track, but go ahead, Teresa.
Well, we have a lot of passion and desire to be just that person that, anyway, we love it. So the funniest part of this is we opened this thinking that we were going to be part of it every day. Part of it meaning in the yoga, in...
You'd be doing the wellness.
Yeah, you just get to participate in your spare time.
Well, we thought we would do every single fitness class, every connect, every yoga.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's why we opened
How's that working?
it's been a startup. Startups are hard.
Yeah.
Startups are hard. And yet, we have learned the most amazing things. And and I finally do listen to Lindsay Ford, who the first time I sat and asked her to join our team, she tried to talk to me about diet culture. And I just covered my ears and said, la, 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 la.
Yeah.
And Lindsay's been on this podcast talking about diet culture.
She has.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I listen to her now.
She knows what she's talking about.
She does.
She's pretty cool.
She's pretty great.
I like her.
So let's talk about the continued evolution of SkyTerra. So right now, I believe, and this could be off from the last time I looked at this, but we're at a staff of around 38 people, two interns. I know this is something that everyone is really passionate about, and that is the importance of finding the right people.
So important.
Yeah. Jeff, do you want to talk about the ideal team player and some of the hiring practices that we've implemented?
Yeah. This actually came up in a past TripAdvisor, which was really kind of inspiring for me as someone who's, you know, really wants to work in a culture that people exhibit the values that we want. And you can't be on our team if you don't have passion for helping people. And so in one of our TripAdvisors, someone actually wrote this, and we don't, like, we talk, we show up, but we're not sharing maybe the behind the scenes, like, culture pieces that we're trying to cultivate. Anyways, this guest said, it's said that they recruit for humility. And it was really wild when I saw that come up on a recent review, in that it may have come up in conversations, but we didn't tell them about the ideal team player.
Right.
And so I have a lot of role models out there. One of them is Patrick Lacinioni. I sometimes say his last name wrong.
Link in the show notes.
Link in the show notes. He has this book. It's called The Ideal Team Player. And it really helped us shift our culture and wrap our heads around who needed to be part of this team, so that we have people who show up with passion, people who go the extra mile, and people who put themselves in other people's shoes.
And those are our core values.
Those are our core values. And so the ideal team player is a little bit different in that anyone on our team, these are sort of our virtues. So we want them to be humble, we want them to be hungry, and we want them to be smart, but smart from an emotional EQ perspective, not from an intelligence side of things, but it's almost individuals who are smart with their interactions and know how to meet people where they are.
Right.
And so once we started doing that and really focusing on this, I really think it's led to us actually making more of a difference in people's lives.
Yeah. More people who have the ability to connect with guests too is going to be really important.
That's so important. When you're making like a health switch or you're working on a team, like you have to develop trust.
Yeah.
And we get people who are at their most vulnerable states when they come and see us, going through loss and grief, have shame. And I think that's what we talk about with this healing center, is to really, we're not doing our guests a service if we don't have people on the team who really have those skills to meet these guests where they are.
Hungry, humble, smart, but also the ability to build trust in a relatively quick amount of time with our guests.
And I don't know if Teresa wants to speak to this, but I think she sees this a lot. So Teresa, you know, Sue's the visionary. She's the one who's really kind of set the pace, and she's really good about redirecting us when we're not going the right way. And what I like about Sue is she knows how to like slow us down a lot of the time. And nobody knows me. I don't like to go fast at all.
You don't rush through
in any
at
aspect
all.
Of life. Yeah. And Teresa's more on kind of the operation side of things. She's on the daily, you know, she's here a lot and she likes being here a lot because she is that helper. She wants to see people succeed. Her and I are very, very similar in that regard. And so I don't know if you want to speak to that, Teresa, when, you know, by Wednesday, do you see this develop on campus?
So guests check in on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So by Wednesday, sorry.
By Wednesday. Well, there's an interesting energy that happens on Sunday evening when they check in, and people, you know, they're a little bit frightened. What have I got myself into? And then by Wednesday, you just see this stress having melted off of them. Their faces are clear. Their eyes are clear. They're smiling. And I can't help but notice, and I say, oh, my heavens, how are you doing? And it is so much fun to see people feeling confident and feeling comfortable in their bodies, and they get stronger. In fact, this morning, the guest I was walking with up the hill, she said, when I first got here, I could not walk up this hill. And she's just walking right alongside
me.
And so it is fun to see people become their real selves and get back to themselves.
That's really powerful.
Well said.
Yeah, yeah. So we talked about the five pillars, what we opened with, and we have added some programs. And so we have, of course, something that we talk about all the time on this podcast, which is SkyTerra at Home, skyterraathome.com, which is all of our free resources, videos, workout videos, culinary demos.
Recipes
by Lindsay.
Yeah.
our Connect classes, which is our breathing and our meditation and our stretching. Workouts with Jeff/Jimmy Neutron.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
that's a really powerful resource. We have added Freedom with Food, which is a binge and emotional eating program. And then we have our Lose Smart, which we've also mentioned before, which is our 4-week program, more of an intensive program for people who are looking to make more long-term changes. Did I do that justice?
I think you did a great job. Okay. We're always adding new programs.
We are.
We're always adding new dimensions to our program. Like, I think that's what's so cool is like to do what we're doing today. I'm like, man, we would never sitting in that Hilton been like, oh, this is it. It's so different than where we started.
Yeah, yeah. Sue and Teresa, I want to ask you, what is the best thing about what you do? Best part about being at SkyTerra, the best part of, you know, if you look back at where we started for almost 4 years ago, when you think about where we are now, what stands out to you as being the best?
I will say I absolutely love our guests. I love being with them. They are like my kindred spirits. And I every week on Sunday morning, I come in and say goodbye, and it's so hard to say goodbye to them. And then in the afternoon, we say hello to another group. And I always think, there is no way we're going to love this next group as much as we have loved the group that left that morning. And we do. And they come in, and it is like introducing the most incredible experience to them. And I'm proud of it. And I sometimes I'll say to them, try not to worry. I know this is hard. I know this is something you haven't done. Give yourself 24 to 36 hours. Not only will you become acclimated to the environment, you will find yourself just so comfortable and loving what we're doing. And then by Wednesday, I see it.
Yeah. And I think, you know, something that we just heard Teresa say a lot is that word of love. Mm-hmm. And even if she wasn't saying it, I know that we all heard it in her voice, like, that this is a place of love. This mm-hmm. is a place to come, and you feel that. You feel that from Teresa. You feel that from the staff that we have here.
Yeah, every single one of them.
Yeah. What about you, Sue? What's the best?
The best thing, I think, in my whole goal and vision has been, you know, I want to leave something to the world. And leaving a legacy of health and wellness, I can't think of anything better.
That's really powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Teresa's love plus Sue's legacy, it's pretty great.
Yeah. World's going to be a better place.
Yeah. Maybe it already is a little bit.
Yeah.
Here at SkyTerra. So, you know, normally we usually do a summary. And I think at this point, I want to talk to summarize. We'll talk a little bit about what's next. And then I think, you know, normally we don't tell people how they can book a stay at SkyTerra. And I want to do that first. So, if coming to SkyTerra sounds like something that you need, if you need some of Teresa's love, if you need some of Sue's legacy of health and wellness, you can go to SkyTerraWellness.com. You can send us an email to info@SkyTerraWellness.com. Right on our website, you can book, you can call and talk to Sue or Teresa or Kenzie. And I think that's really interesting is Sue and Teresa right now are answering the phones. They are our salespeople, yeah. Which is going to be to a place that's not going to be sustainable, but you'll actually get to talk to them, which is something really,
really
unique.
Cool.
Yeah, unique about us too. So what's next for SkyTerra? We had mentioned the building that we're building. Again, construction takes a long time, but some of the important things that we wanted to include in the new building was the demo kitchen. And I know that's really important for you, Teresa, having that demo kitchen. Do you want to talk about that?
Well, I'll talk about it briefly because there are a lot of things I love about the new building and the new campus. What Sue and I went to a cooking class, and in just 2 hours, it revolutionized the way we cook. And we are already really healthy cooks. And yet it changed our cooking. And so that is something that I'd like to share with our guests is allow them to go home and smell the aroma of onions and garlic and toasting their herbs and just making something beautiful that is also healthy. And that's a lot of fun.
Yeah. And then some other things that we're planning for this new building would be, again, that larger demo kitchen, a larger exercise space.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait.
Oh, Jeff.
It's so cool. We were just testing it out before the podcast.
Yes, we were.
Oh, and we do take guests currently down here every week on Fridays to experience the new facility, which is kind of cool.
And just to clarify, when you say here, our podcast studio is actually already in our new building. Mm-hmm. So you've been getting a little taste of it all along. Anything else you want to add, Jeff?
No. I mean, I just want to add that I'm super excited for the future.
Me too.
And I think when folks reflect on maybe this episode, it's to, you know, think about what the legacy is you want to leave in your life.
I
think that's what I, you know, heard in this last 5 minutes or so is that we're so lucky to be around people who want to make a difference in other people's lives. And if we are guided by that just cause, you can really achieve anything.
And I really just wanted to thank Sue and Teresa for their leadership and their vision. I mean, the fact that a place that SkyTerra like this exists, I think just makes the world better.
And I'd like to thank Sue for keeping it together during the podcast.
Good
she
job,
did
Sue.
Such a great job.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you, Teresa.
Thank you.
The Inspired Intentions podcast is a production of SkyTerra Wellness Retreat. Special thanks to our executive producer, Alan Broyhill. Send us your questions and comments to inspiredintentions@skyterrawellness.com. Subscribe on iTunes and everywhere podcasts can be found. If someone you know might benefit from this podcast, share Inspired Intentions with them and give us a 5-star rating. Join us next week as we cut through the unrealistic noise on diets and fitness and show you how healthy living fits seamlessly into your already busy life. Thanks for listening.